This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 52 for Wednesday, September 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains. Canola down $12.60 in the November contract at $786 per ton. Chicago soy oil was lower, which weighed on the canola market. Seasonal harvest pressure and relatively favorable prairie weather added to the soft tone. Bearish chart signals were another factor as the November contract failed to hold above the psychological $800 per ton level. That contract had traded as high as $809.50 earlier in the day. Tight old crop supplies were confirmed by Statistics Canada in a report out this morning, with 875,000 tons of carryout, roughly half of what was on hand at the end of the previous crop year. In the U.S., wheat was higher, while both corn and soybeans moved lower. Soybeans had started the day on the upside, seeing a correction after yesterday's losses, but eventually turned lower as declines in crude oil weighed on world vegetable oil markets. November beans down 15 cents at $13.83 per bushel. U.S. soybean condition ratings held steady over the past week at 57% good to excellent. The recent move by Argentina to fix exchange rates for soybean exports through September remained a bearish influence, with farmers in that country reportedly delivering just over a million tons of soybeans into the system yesterday alone. Corn, it was lower as well, also pressured by declines in crude oil, with the December contract down 5 cents at $6.71 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop held steady at 54% good to excellent, beating expectations for a slight decline in the rating. Wheat, it posted solid gains as comments by Russian President Vladimir Putin provided support. Chicago up 27 cents in the December contract at $8.44 per bushel. Kansas City, 19 cents higher in December at $9.01 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in the December contract at an even $9. Putin criticized the agreement currently allowing Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea. That raised concerns over renewed supply disruptions out of the region. Meanwhile, the U.S. spring wheat crop was 71% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's above trade estimates, but still behind the 83% average for this time of year. Canadian wheat ending stocks of 3.67 million tons were well below last year's 5.9 million ton carryout, but in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.